So I'm going to talk about being compliant to OCI, so Open Container Initiative. My name is Dong Su, and I'm working at Kinfolk as a software engineer. So I love to work across different spaces, like Linux kernel and user space. And also, I'm working on different projects, for example, Flatcar Linux and KubeSpawn. So if you are interested in our open source projects being done in Kinfolk, then you can visit our website and blogs, Twitters, and so on. So I'm going to talk about mainly about container runtime today. So for that, I need to go through the history and background. So before OCI was born, there were different two different runtimes, Docker and Rocket, and two container runtimes were competing with each other, and Docker was, of course, the most prominent one. On the other hand, Rocket was favored by many people because of the layered architecture and better isolations and so on. So people think about the common interface, about that, how we could solve the common problem with better communication and specification and tools. So they started to build open source, open container projects. That was 2015. After that, Open Container Initiative became the name, and runtime spec started, image spec started. So Kubernetes started to support both runtimes in 2016. And both container runtimes joined CNCF last year. That leads to both releases for runtime specs and image spec. And in this year, distribution spec also started. So this is still in progress. I took this picture from the CNCF landscape GitHub repository. So this is just a part of, only a small part of the landscape, but it is only about the container runtimes. So in this picture, you can already see that this is not only about a specific container runtime, but about all members involved in this area. So, for example, Cryo written by Red Hat, or Kata container, or the fresh member of Pouch container written by Alibaba. So making a common spec and validating it is a really an important topic. So I'm going to show an example. So think about a scenario that you download the Docker image running by Docker pool. Then, first of all, the images should be available on the HTTP server, so you can see the image distribution endpoint. And on the container runtime side, you can, after pulling the image, you can run the container runtime. So image spec is about how the images are built on the server side, while the runtime spec is about how these downloaded images can be actually run in on the client side. And the distribution spec is about transferring the data, so HTTP protocols and so on. Runtime spec is actually a collection of requirements that every OCI compliant container runtime should be conformant to. So it defines a lot of requirements about how to run the file system bundle unpacked on the local disk. So what is the file system bundle then? This is a set of files, so not only metadata, but also data itself. which are needed for compliant runtimes to run the standard operations. So this consists of two parts, config.json, this configuration data, which I cover in the next slide, and also a container's root file system. So if it's a Linux container, then you can see this data structure like slash dev or slash proc, sys, and so on. All this spec is available on this GitHub repo. You can visit this repository. So I can show an example. Maybe you can see it. For example, if you want to specify a UID or GID, you can do it in the config file. Or what would you like to run in the container? In this case, a simple shell. Also, a current directory or capabilities, rootfs or mount points. If it's a Linux container, then you can specify even Linux namespaces or seccomp rules to filter specific syscalls. And also, there are other specs. So image spec is about composing a specific container image. So it should contain sufficient information to launch the application on the target platform. So it contains image manifest and image config. Also about the file system serialization. For example, if you look into the Docker image, then you can see that this is not a single layer, but also about the multiple layers are there. You can see the image spec on the GitHub repo. Also, this is a distribution spec, which is still in progress. It's about the requirements for every compliant image distribution endpoint. So for example, URL layout or protocols. Mainly, this is about HTTP. And this is pre-1.0, but it has quite a lot of information, but there are also some rooms for improvements. And this is still too Docker specific, I would say. You can see also this spec on the GitHub repo. So what is RunC? This is a standard container runtime that implements the existing OCI runtime spec. And this is quite widely used, of course. If you are running Docker on your laptop, for example, then you are already running RunC, because Docker is already running RunC by default. Or RunC is being used by other high-level container runtimes, like Cryo. And RunC is mainly written in Go. Only a small part of it is written in C. So this is, RunC project has been has a long history, which is because it's derived from Docker, and still not released as a stable version 1.0. It has been in the RC phase since a couple of years. So maybe hopefully in this year there will be a stable release. There are also alternatives. If you want, you can use these alternatives instead of RunC. For example, CRun, written in C, and Railcar, and RunSC. The last one is a fresh one. Google's gvisor was released a couple of months ago. I would say CRun is quite mature, but other two projects are still not that mature enough. There is also a runtime tools, and that is actually the main part I have been working on. So runtime tools is a collection of a runtime spec generator and validator. So it has a generator that creates a runtime spec, config.json. I have shown in the previous slide. So you don't have to write the config file by hand. You can just run a simple command line. So OCI runtime to generate. Then you can get the standard config file. Also, there is a validation part. Validation can be done in two different ways. One is just validating only an OCI bundle without starting a container. So it's finished very fast. But most interesting part is the second one, validation with actually starting a container. So it spawns a real container with a specific container runtime and run every test case in that container. So it takes a little more time, but it's good for validation for each spec requirements. You can see also the everything in that GitHub repository. So for example, in this diagram, you can see that generator generates a config.json using that spec, and validation tool reads that config and runs a specific runtime run C. In that container, you run the test case, then you can see the result at the end. So 3,000 or more tests passed, and only 15 failed. Yeah, that's quite a good architecture, and it works mostly well. Its downside is it's running only on the command line tools. It has no so fancy GUI interface. So far it looks pretty good. So no issue at all. So there's nothing to be worried about. So what's the deal? I have been working on the runtime tools specifications since the beginning of the year, and the main problems are listed here. For example, unclear description in the spec. Some parts in the spec are written in an ambiguous way. So I want to, for example, add some more sentences. Then someone do not like it because that's too much technical detail, implementation detail. So it's not possible to change the spec. Or something is required by the spec, but run C, the reference runtime, does not support it. And that's pretty unfortunate. Actually, it should support it and it should work. So theory does not always apply to the reality. Also, there are long-running discussions in the GitHub issues. Some GitHub issues are really old, more than 2 or 3 years, but never-ending discussions. It took a little too much time until everyone agreed. I can introduce several cases here. For example, mount option. This is the most the simplest one, and you can see just run the bind mount on the command line, and that after that you can see the mount table, then see that the mount type is represented as none. So on the other hand, spec has mentioned that as an example that type should be a mount instead of option. So there was a long discussion about that. What should be the correct one? So in my opinion, type bind, that line should be removed, and that was effectively only simple removing. It took years until that could be really changed, and several people tried and gave up and tried them again. Recently, it was merged finally. So, it's quite not an ideal situation. And another one is a little tricky. So OCI hooks in RunC is a little mess. So spec already requires that pre-start hooks and post-start hooks to be done when container is started. So that's pretty obvious, but RunC still deals with the hooks when creating a container. So I'm quite not sure why it is, and probably because of the history reasons. So I actually tried to fix that in RunC. You can see that pull request, and it's still pending, not merged, not reviewed from the maintainer, and after several months, someone who is not a maintainer came to me and, hey, maybe if your PR could be merged, then my own product would be broken because my product depended on current RunC implementation instead of the spec itself. So that has been a quite issue, and maybe there could be different ways to avoid it, but it's still pain. On the other hand, a similar issue is there, so spec requires hook states to be passed over the standard in. That should be also done by RunC, but actually RunC does not do it. And this PR has been already around since multiple months. Still no review. Also, there is a really difficult issue in SIGGRAPH version 2. Kernel itself decided to migrate to SIGGRAPH version 2 a couple of years ago, but not every controller in SIGGRAPH version 1 can be migrated to the version 2 because of hierarchy issues. And systemd also decided to give up several controllers from version 1 and only support a specific ones in version 2, and also introduced hybrid mode to support both version 1 and 2. That was maybe since last year or maybe 2 years ago. And runtime spec actually does not specify version 2 at all, so it relies on only version 1. Obviously, RunC or other C-group, other container runtimes still rely on only one version 1. For example, freezer controller is needed by Docker, but it's only available in version 1. So kernel would not support version 2 freezer controller in version 2 in the near future, and systemd would not either. So how to proceed is still in discussion. So in my opinion, we should proceed by writing version 2 in the spec and writing that in the RunC and so on, but it will take more time probably. So that was the OCI level story. So there are other scope of this issues. So Kubernetes itself has its own interface for running multiple container runtimes. So it was mainly written for Docker and Rocket, but after that they tried to convert it to a CRI, so common interface, which is basically a Unix socket. So you can specify a specific runtime endpoint to the kubelet. So Kubernetes itself has its own specs for this container runtime, and also its validation test CRI tools. So it has some similarities to OCI's that specs and the validation tools, but not exactly the same. So it's not possible to just run these CRI tools to specify both, validate both CRI and OCI. So simply speaking, kubelet itself needs to talk to the CLI shim with a protobuf interface, gRPC protocol. And actually, CLI applies to only the communication between kubelet and container runtime, so not under the lower level, while the OCI applies to that lower level. So even if some similarities are there, for example, container config and Linux namespaces are supported by both CLI and OCI, it's quite hard to make a common layer. So what should we do about that? An idea was that, for example, another layer to consolidate OCI and CLI, too, this is too complicated. And what's the point in making another layer only for this validation? Too much maintenance burden, I guess. And there would be a flexible way, for example, just to describe how to run integration test using a specific low-level runtime. Cryo, for example, has its own, own integration test. For doing that, then we can see that, oh, it's running fine, then maybe you are certified. Then it's probably similar to the existing Kubernetes conformance test. But yeah, maybe other high-level container runtimes should be able to support this kind of integration test. So the discussion is on hold right now. You can visit the GitHub issue about that. Okay, I can skip it, and that's the end of my talk.
Thanks, Tengshu. And so we have a couple of minutes left for questions.
So I just wanted to know, since there is the Kubernetes specification and the Open Container specification, like, do you think that the industry is going to, since Kubernetes is so popular, do you think that the industry is going to move into the Kubernetes container specification? You know, like, how do you think, how do you see it developing, and do you think maybe they have figured out some of the things that that the OCI hasn't figured out? You know, because if an issue is on hold, a discussion is on hold for 2-3 years, maybe the Kubernetes specification figure it out, and it in the end it beats the OCI. What do you think? How do you think it's going to play out in the end?
Good question, but I have actually have no idea. Maybe Kubernetes itself has developed its own interface CLI, and it has been implemented a part of that low-level container runtime interface, and probably in the future we can see such a case that Kubernetes CLI could be more wider than the OCI, what OCI defines. That's just a hope. I don't know how that could be done. That's it.
So we have time for one more. Otherwise, then thanks again, Tengshu.